What is up, y'all? It's your boy Artie once again with another exciting episode of Artie. So just before I got on here to talk to you good folks, I was eating a bag of Parm Crisps. I don't know if you guys know about Parm Crisps, but Parm Crisps are little cheese rounds that are like 100% cheese. They're literally no filler or anything like that, just straight up like kind of like, you know, hard cheese. So I've been snacking on these and I'm like, oh my god, these are so good, and I'm sure they're good for you because they're 100% cheese snack. I look at the nutritional facts, so I am totally my mother's son. I used to look at the nutritional facts for everything, even before I even open what it is. So basically, these Parm Crisps are, for a full serving, which is 5 servings per container, it's 11 grams of fat, 307 milligrams of sodium. Oh my gosh. But because it's like straight up cheese, it has so much protein in it, but I don't think it's good to eat all this stuff. What do you think? I mean, it's all natural, but then again, is too much of a good thing not good? Oh, that just like literally sound like Carrie Bradshaw right now. Oh my god. Wasn't intentional, I swear. But how are you? What is going on in your world? You have to let me know what is going on with you. Because if I continue to tell you exactly what I'm thinking, it's just, you know, it's a one-way story. But what I can say to actually piggyback off of what you're going to say, just kidding, I wanted to actually go into a lot of craziness that I have been enduring. Just in the sense of my life has gone from one extreme to the next, dealing with all the facets of my life, you know, like, you know, my personal life and my career. And it just seems as though if one thing is, you know, I have to focus on that's okay, then some other part of my life is needing fixing. So I think we're just all in repair for what exactly, you may ask. Well, to prepare for us to live a good life to where we feel really, really fulfilled, and we should feel fulfilled at this moment as well too. But it's getting crazy. Not saying that it's not manageable, but I'm it's manageable. It's just so interesting how, you know, when one kind of facet seems to be going at a good pace, something else kind of just starts it up. So what kind of new TV have I been watching? Well, I've been watching a lot of good TV. I've been watching a lot of I've been watching a little bit of everything actually. But first I wanted to kind of dive into Cheer. And if you guys haven't watched Cheer, I suggest you do because it is very, very, very good. I suggest you, of course, start with season 1. Season 2 is also out. It just recently premiered, but it is about a cheer, one particular cheer team, starting off. It is the Navarro team in, I forget what school they're at, but they're in a very, very, very small city in Texas called Corpscana, and literally this team is the champs at Daytona cheer competition. This team of amazing, amazing individuals, you know, both girls and guys in this cheer squad, it just takes you to a whole new level of what you think cheer is. It's a whole entire sport. It is a whole entire you know, organization facets to where we're literally like, you know, shelling out hundreds of millions of dollars into it, and people are, you know, they're into it. into it. So this team has been held, and by the way, this team is not from, like, you know, Ivy League, or not even Ivy League, but like a university or some sort of national university or school. It's, you know, from a junior college, almost like a two-year college. So it just tells you, like, there's a lot of talent out there, and it doesn't matter where you're at. If you have it, display it. So this team is held by the ranks, and it's also coached by this fabulous woman. Her name is Monica Aldama. She is a cheer coach and also a cheerleader former. Grew up in the same town she's coaching in. So she is a true Texan, and she is literally whipping this team in shape. And this team was unbeatable for a while. They've had literally number one for years on end. And Monica Aldama's literally took home a majority of those trophies. So you will see the inner makings of what cheer is. Not just, you know, they're not just pom-poms, but actually real individuals, you know, seeking a moment to feel fulfilled. There you go again, fulfilled in that moment. So I highly suggest you watch it. It's on Netflix. Please check it out if you have it. But of course, if you do have it, you know that the price increased to $20 now. So mind your bills, because it's only gonna go up from here. Next on the list, I'm very saddened. I mentioned this in the podcast before this one. And, you know, we're losing. It comes to a moment in time where, you know, we lose someone in the public eye, or perhaps in our personal lives as well. And it just seems like there's a series of more and more and more people that kind of, you know, we're lost. And you know, it all started with, you know, yeah, Bob Saget. And he, literally my whole water bottle fell on the floor. All right, well, it's just water, thank God. So we lost Bob Saget, and it just seemed to, you know, one by one, Betty White and you know, Mr. Mugler, Manfred Mugler, we just lost. And one that really, really hit close to me, and all those people were amazing. And I, you know, send nothing but love to all those families. But one person that meant a lot to me growing up was Andre Leon Talley. He actually passed away at age 73. He was more than fashion, for what I saw. I saw bravery. I saw a chance. I saw hope with Andre Leon Talley. And let me tell you why. Just in case you might not know who he is or what he does. But Mr. Leon Talley, he was coming from very, very humble beginnings. But he just grew up in... just became this very extravagant and larger than life personality that so many folks in fashion, designers included, just loved. And you know, he was a definite loss to the fashion world. What I can say as part of him being such a pioneer in his own right, he was virtually the first black man to be hired at Vogue, which says so much of the weight of who Andre Leon is. He really pioneered a lot of what women wore, silhouettes. He knew the verbiage of what these stars are wearing. And these, and what's in, Anna Wintour made him a creative director of Vogue back in 1988. And, you know, he was kind of working with W in Paris, and he was doing a thing. I personally loved Andre Leon Talley from he used to actually was a co-judge on Tyra Banks, America's Next Top Model, and that's where I actually knew of him and seen him, and he knew what he was talking about and he knew fashion. He was a larger than life personality on on that panel, and it was just so good watching him and watching him critique the girls as they go. So and upon doing more research of him, he's been with everyone. He's been everyone. He is severely missed, and I am very, very, very happy to have seen this, you know, seen someone in my, from my community as well too, being in this kind of state and such a polarizing business. But he was such a pioneer in that, and he stood up for a lot, not only for himself but for others as well too, including his friends. So I just adore Mr. Leon Talley, and he will forever be missed. Okay, so in other news, Priyanka Chopra, I love her so much. I think she is so gorgeous and such a brilliant talent. She is gracing the cover of Vanity Fair this month, and I am for sure just gagging over this cover. She is absolutely beautiful, but you know, she is now Priyanka Chopra Jonas. Now that she's married to Nick Jonas, one of the Jonas Brothers, of course, she is literally giving it up. This is actually her year, if it wasn't already. She was such a huge, huge star in India, and she was born in India, where Bollywood was, you know, at its height with her at the helm of it as well. She just, you know, just catapulted into the U.S. market, but, you know, she was a pageant girl, so she knew kind of how to work it. So she is right now actually a new mom. So via surrogacy, her and Nick have a baby, and I'm so happy for them. And now all the brothers have babies. It's so cute. I'm just so ecstatic about them. But in this article, in Vanity Fair, she pretty much dishes about, you know, her and her, like, kind of living situation, with Nick, and just, you know, kind of the, what happened while they were, you know, cooped up in the same place during the pandemic. Because I remember they were kind of living in England at some point during the quarantine as well too. So they were, the article kind of displays that stuff. And also, you know, it's very, very cool to see, you know, her talking about, you know, being an Indian actor in Hollywood, and, you know, what it was in the past and what it could be in the future. It's very enlightening to see that, and just to bring awareness to it. So Priyanka is just an amazing talent. She broke into the U.S. market, of course, with that ABC show Quantico, which me and my father loved. We just thought it was just so good. She's been in a lot of other great movies as well too. She was actually in that one movie with Rebel Wilson. What was that called? Do you remember what that was called? Yeah, it was, well, it recently came out. So she was in that movie and I watched it. I thoroughly enjoyed it. But she was also in this latest edition of the Matrix movie. And she can't do any wrong in my eyes. I think she just, you know, so cool. I think she's just so cool. So I suggest definitely checking out that article. If you're a fan of Priyanka Chopra as well too, you can see, you know, how she's living in Hollywood and in LA as well too. So yeah, pretty much everything is coming up Priyanka. We'll be right back with some more show after the break. Hello?
Yo, bro, what's up, G? All right, listen. Real quick, what's the number to Symbolic Style Shop? Because I know you were telling me about them last week, and I was just like, yo, what kind of jewelry are they selling over there? It's just like, okay, hold on. Let me just pick their Instagram. Oh, you texted me that already? All right. At Symbolic Style Shop. All right, cool, cool. Let me check them out. Dude. Not only are they co-owned by best friends, but they have so many trendy and unique pieces that have so much meaning to them. I don't know about you, bro, but I'm shopping Symbolic Style Shop right now. And they have some sales going on too. Yes, yes.
Let's flex with style. Visit SymbolicStyleShop.com.
All right, so I have some crazy news. So BlackBerry, okay, so you know all the BlackBerry devices. They're the, well, before they became touchscreen, they had a QWERTY keyboard, if you remember what that meant, a QWERTY keyboard, which everyone was using, of course, before iPhones. And, you know, this was, you know, the early 2000s where, you know, we didn't have touchscreen. So anyway, it's actually, they're closing down. BlackBerry says it will no longer support their mobile devices and software as a business model. So basically, BlackBerry devices won't be actually able to be used. But you know what? I also remember back in the day when, you know, Paris Hilton would have her BlackBerry, and you know, you would see everyone. I just remember Brittany Gastineau. Do you remember the Gastineau girls from E? So Brittany and her mom Lisa Gastineau had, you know, they were kind of socialites, so they're living in New York, and I just remember in every single scene they had some sort of BlackBerry or Sidekick too, you know, or those are just the eras of those kind of devices. But I remember my first BlackBerry back in 2005. I was in eighth grade, and you know, I was fortunate enough to have a Sidekick and a BlackBerry both in the same year. I just kind of upgraded from the Sidekick because I guess, you know, I mean, I don't know, it was fun while it lasted. But they had so many BlackBerry devices, but it was really, really cool because back in the day, the click wheel was on its side, so navigating any and all through the device, you have to go through that scrolling clicky wheel on the side of the device. So funny, but very, very cool though. So I'm thoroughly, thoroughly sad that it is in fact an end of an era. I've been looking at Instagram posts. There's something happening outside. Okay. Instagram posts, and I've been seeing, you know, old photographs of Paris and her Sidekick and her BlackBerry, and it just made me want it. So, and it's just so cool because, you know, those devices were marketed in those paparazzi shots. So, good job, guys, with that. So, it's sad. It's sad. So, if you actually are a fan, BlackBerry, please know that, of course, CrackBerry, which is like that website where it has like any go-to troubleshooting, It's basically like an information website or kind of like a forum where folks would, you know, post about their devices and, you know, how the technology is going to be. So Crackberry was definitely my go-to to see how, you know, what the tea was with my device. I think I might have had 4 or 5 Blackberries. Not to brag, but just like, wow, how many do we need, really? So yeah, it is so crazy. But then again, hey, we are using, you know, these devices for a while. All right, guys, I will talk to you in another exciting episode. I know I keep saying exciting. I don't know if it is really, but I think so, because you're listening to the end. So thank you so much, guys, for tuning in to Artie. I will have another episode coming out soon. Later.